Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. You could change somebody's life with an invitation. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself, because isn't that really the hardest part of fitness? Keeping that promise? I know it is for me. Hi, I'm Dave. I've been walking for fitness since 2013, averaging just under 21,000 steps a day. I am walking now and would love to have you join me for the next 10 minutes. Skies are clear here in South Carolina. Slight breeze. The temperatures are mild. In fact, I would say they even lean on the crisp side. Not cool, but invigorating. And the odd thing is, the forecast today is it's going to warm up quite a bit. And when you throw the humidity into the mix, it's going to feel downright hot. But right now, it feels invigorating. I was listening to the Retirement Wisdom podcast recently with Joe Casey. Now, this is the podcast that I was recently a guest on, although I was listening to a different episode. Joe was talking with Caroline Williams about walking and how Caroline uses walking as both a fitness activity and also an opportunity to solve problems. She was preparing to write her next book, and she was struggling with what the book was going to be about, the thesis of the book. And she got her dog, went for a walk, and I think it was within 20 minutes, she had the whole idea all kind of laid out. And how many times have I said that among the many, many benefits of walking, problem solving is a huge one for me, that if I am facing a situation and I don't know the answer, I don't know how to solve it, I don't even know the next step, I'll go for a walk. And usually within 10, 15, 20 minutes, I've got the next step or two. Sometimes the entire problem is kind of solved in my mind. And if I need a creative idea, I don't sit at the computer. It's like, okay, I'm going to go for a walk and figure it out. And Caroline said she did the same thing, and I loved it. But she was talking, she threw a number out that caused me to go, what? Really? Is that true? She said that 17%, only 17% use walking as a fitness activity. And I know that the percentage of people who pursue fitness in any form is small. Right now, you're walking for fitness. You're doing something that very few people do. You're intentionally choosing to do a hard thing, which is probably why very few people do it. And that was my first thought. It was my first thought when I heard the 17%, that 83%, you know, a lot of those people are simply, they don't want to do a hard thing because fitness is hard. And so that's why only 17% walk for fitness. But I got to thinking about it a little bit more, and I realized, you know, that's I'm sure that's the case for some. But walking for fitness, I mean, walking is, it's something that you can do at any time. It's flexible. It's sustainable. You can do it for a long, long time. And I don't mean just an individual walk. I mean, it's an activity that you can pursue for years and hopefully decades. It's effective as exercise. Research has shown that. And it's fun. I mean, walking can really be a ton of fun. So why only 17%? Why are most people not walking for fitness? Plus all the other benefits. If you're feeling stress, it can calm you. It can elevate the happy feelings. It can help you solve problems and be more creative. I mean, there just are a ton of benefits. Why only 17%? And I realized that probably for most of the people who don't walk for fitness, it's because they've never even considered it. They've never even thought about it. It's never even come up as, oh, I should do that. Because think about it. We live in a culture that constantly gives us opportunities to walk less. You don't have to get out of the car and go in and get the food. You can go through the drive-thru. You know, back when TVs had knobs and buttons, you don't have to get up and walk five steps to change the channel. Just use the remote. Of course, now even if you wanted to get up and change the channel, you couldn't do that, but that's a different point. You know, why are the parking spaces near the entrance to the store the ones that are the most full? We spend more time thinking about how to move less, not about how to move more. And so it's entirely possible that a lot of the people who don't walk for fitness, maybe even most, they've just never thought about it, which is where you come in. You have the opportunity to invite someone to take a walk. Is there someone that you love, that you enjoy, that maybe lives in the same house or nearby? Why don't you invite him to take a walk? Hey, going for a 10-minute walk this afternoon. You want to come with me? And it doesn't have to be a fitness thing. It doesn't have to be couched as, hey, let's go get some exercise. Just, I'm going to take a walk. You want to come? And you can keep inviting them. You know, every day, hey, I'm going to take a walk. You want to come? Now, if that means that they become your walking buddy and you stop listening to this podcast, I am totally okay with that. Invite them to take a walk. There is another way that you can invite someone to walk. Maybe someone who you know has been struggling with fitness, has a desire to move more, but just hasn't been able to find something that sticks, find something that works. Maybe someone that lives farther away, a coworker. You could invite them with this podcast. Hey, I know that you've been wanting to pursue fitness, and yeah, I get it. It is a struggle. But I've discovered this podcast that really helps me walk every day for 10 minutes. That's it, 10 minutes. And you could send them a link and share the podcast with them. And that might be just the spark that they need to get moving more. I really don't believe that 83% simply do not want to walk for fitness. I think most have just never even considered it. Walking is something you do to get from point A to point B. It's something you do when you're in the grocery store, when you're getting out of the car to go into work, when you've got to put away the folded laundry. But a fitness activity may never have even crossed their minds. Well, you've got the opportunity to invite them to walk with you. And if that's not possible, you can share with them this podcast and say, hey, this has helped me. And you might enjoy it too. In fact, you could even share with them a specific episode. I know with Apple Podcasts, each episode you can copy a link and then in a text or on Facebook or in an email, you can just paste that link and say, hey, this podcast has helped me. In fact, this episode I think you would really enjoy. And then just let them make the decision. And who knows? Maybe your invitation to take a walk or sharing this podcast could be the turning point for someone who really does want to pursue fitness, but has struggled, as we all have, with finding the activity that works and then sticking with it once those initial, hey, isn't this great, emotions fade. So invite, share. You could be the difference maker in the life of someone that you know and love. All right, that's it. I'll be back again tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every day and would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.